The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, continuing with the practice, talking about the practice of mindfulness of breathing, there's a variety of stepping stones that we're crossing and developing on this path of mindfulness of breathing. And one of them is to really be present in our experience as it actually is, to have a higher quality clarity of presence, of attention, where the mind, attention, thoughts are not wandering off away from the present, but we're really at rest or at ease or established here. And to do that, what's helpful for that is developing concentration. To develop concentration, it's helpful to cultivate happiness. To develop happiness, it's helpful to cultivate tranquility. To cultivate tranquility, it's helpful to relax. But to relax, not to become completely limp, but to become kind of dignified and upright and here, really present and relaxed. And we can find, we ride the edge of that, of sometimes too relaxed, sometimes too alert, but we're operating there, kind of finding where that balance is for us. And so one of the things to notice as we relax, as we calm the bodily formations, the fourth step of Anapanasati, is to notice the pleasure of that, or what's pleasing about that, or what's a sense of well-being that comes from that. And exactly what the right word is a little bit, maybe very personal, but some of the good feelings that can come from being with the breathing, settling in the present moment, and letting there be a growing tranquility, ease, relaxation. And so one of the means or stepping stone to that pleasure is to allow yourself to feel the goodness, feel the positive feelings that come from being calm, from being tranquil, from relaxing. And that feeling, the good feelings of it, can be just even in a singular moment of relaxing muscular tension, softening in the shoulders, rather than having the mind race off to the next important thing to think about now that they're relaxed. Linger a little bit in that relaxation and feel the goodness of it, feel the pleasure of it, or the good feeling, or the ease, or lightening, or whatever it might be, to feel the positive feeling there. As you settle in meditation and your mind is not so agitated and caught up in thoughts, allow yourself to feel in the present moment the goodness of that, how that feels pleasant, the pleasure of it, the positive feelings, the satisfaction of it. Not so much that you're evaluating it satisfactory, but kind of the felt sense, the embodied feelings. Ah, that's good. Ah, this is so much better. So begin opening your nerves in your muscles, in your skin, to really take in the feeling of well-being or positive feelings might be. The third step of Anapanasati, the third step of the first tetrad, is breathing in, experiencing the whole body, breathing out, experiencing the whole body. And one of the benefits from this beginning to expand the attention, to really feel kind of globally the experience of breathing, or globally the experience of breath, it gives you a larger capacity to feel pleasure, to feel the goodness, or feel the positive feeling that comes with getting settled, getting calm, getting tranquil, relaxing further and further. And this kind of increasing our capacity to feel pleasure, capacity to feel well-being is one of the stepping stones, one of the things we're cultivating here in this practice. So we're developing a greater focus and familiarity with the breathing, getting to know the breathing more, coming back from the wandering mind, coming back here, and then feeling more fully what's here, the global body, and then relaxing the bodily activity, settling it. And all along, it's helpful to keep letting go of the thoughts that take us away. But because some sense of well-being is so important, some sense of healthy pleasure is so important for this process, you also want to be very careful, if you can, not to make it unpleasant, not to have an unpleasant reaction to your mind wandering off, and not to jerk your mind back to the breathing in a hurry, or as an unpleasant duty, or feeling like you're being reprimanded, oh, you did something wrong, and to come back here and sit in the corner of the room and just look at your breathing. But rather to kind of look and see how you can be in the, come back to the present moment, come back to your breathing, how you can stay there with a mindset, with a orientation in the mind that just enjoys the whole thing, that notices that when your mind wanders off, appreciates that noticing, oh, this is wise, this is good. To know that I'm drifting off in thought and lost is a really good thing. How lucky I am. I've seen it. If you have enough ability to criticize yourself for, reproach yourself for wandering off in thought, you have all the attention you need to be present, because your certain kind of being present is there when you notice you're wandering off. And so rather than reproaching yourself, you can congratulate yourself. Oh, look, I woke up. Great, I noticed I was thinking. And so there's a little bit more of an uplifting feeling rather than discouraging feeling, even if it's 10,000 times in a sitting. And then to welcome the mind back to the breathing, float the mind back to the breathing, invite the breathing back into the attention, to kind of that transition from having been lost in thought to beginning again with breathing. Can you find a way to do that that's enjoyable for you, that you're kind of happy to do it and you feel lucky, fortunate? Wow, I get to use my attention in a way that really welcomes back the breathing, or is welcomed by the breathing, or just kind of move slowly. I can feel that I have some efficacy, some agency, and I can use that to kind of gently, lovingly establish myself with the breathing. So maybe the general idea of what I'm saying here is understandable, and how to do it is really up to you to experiment and find a way that's appropriate for you, a way that for you gives you a sense of enjoyment, well-being in the engagement of it. And so we're allowed in meditation to feel pleasure. We're allowed to enjoy. We're allowed to feel the joy and the happiness that can be there, the well-being. The art of that is to do so without clinging and without spending a lot of time savoring it or really working it and holding on to it and luxuriating in it in whatever way. There is a kind of matter-of-factness, a simplicity in which we want to relate to the pleasures and the well-being that comes with meditation. But we also want to experience it. It's a tremendous support for staying in the present moment, because the mind is more likely to want to stay in the present moment if it's tuning into what's enjoyable. It doesn't want to be in the present very much if mostly what it's aware of is unpleasant. So this middle way that allows us to experience the well-being, but we don't cling to it, we don't pump it up, we don't try to make too much out of it, just enough, so that it keeps us in the present moment, keeps us going. So breathing, pleasure, well-being. And then as we get ready maybe to end this little session together, I'd like to suggest that most of us don't avail ourselves of the well-being, the pleasure, that's as much of it that's really here. The small pleasures, a small sense of well-beings, we don't kind of take the time to notice or to appreciate. And maybe there's some way that you can take the time through the day to appreciate the small pleasures, the small satisfaction, the small senses of well-being, the small delights, that you start noticing there's many more, much more available than you usually spend your time enjoying, because you're caught up in projects and doing and thoughts and all kinds of things. But to take time to feel that, so that you're beginning to feel more comfortable staying in the present moment with your experience. And in doing so, maybe your life will become richer, not poorer. Maybe a poor life is one that spends too much time thinking about things. So thank you for today. And I hope you explore this area of pleasure and enjoyment and well-being, because this becomes a theme as we continue down the next steps of Anapanasati. So spending some time kind of familiarizing yourself and your relationship to these things and your attitude towards them and your avoidance of them, or whatever you do, will set the stage for the next steps of Anapanasati. So thank you very much.